The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on this, what's going to be a beautiful Saturday in January.
And it's sunny. And it's sunny will always prevail.
And if there's no wind, it's even better.
That's right.
So I thought you'd be wearing blue today, Rose Gray.
I really tried. I went through my closet. Fox World Travel's colors are blue and orange. Okay. So I thought I could find some logo wear that
sure.
was blue. No,
I wore a little bit of blue.
And so I wore my Fox shirt because we want to talk a little bit real quick about the fact that, not real quick, we want to focus on this. January 11th is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. And at Fox World Travel, we stand with PACT, which is bringing awareness and making a difference in the fight against human trafficking. So we are our C team. Sam, Audra, Beth, Megan, and Chip all had blue on their social posts on LinkedIn and a few other places. And for more information about how Fox partners with PACT and what PACT is, I encourage you to go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com. And if you hit the hamburger, as it's called, to the left of the logo, you will see corporate social responsibility, and you will find a link there to how Fox is participating and preventing human trafficking. We have a responsibility, a corporate responsibility, we feel, because we are promoting travel and we ourselves are traveling. And so we feel like this is where we can make a difference. Protect all children from trafficking is what PACT is. But truly, it's about human trafficking. It's not just children. And we have what I feel is a robust page full of information about how to get the information into the hands of your travelers, if you happen to be a travel manager, how to show support within your corporation, what actually is human trafficking. I will tell you this, every single associate, which is over 300 at Fox World Travel, must take a class on how to recognize human trafficking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're very serious about it. I've watched all the videos that are on the website. I feel like they're good, and they're a reminder of what you should be looking for. And the thing that we all fear the most, I am among them. If you see something, say something. And how often do we just turn a blind eye to something right. like that? Because we're embarrassed. And I'd rather have somebody come up and say, no, this is my child, and you know, maybe yell at me. I don't even know. But so just take a look at it and be aware of the fact that it's out there. We know about it, and we're trying to make a difference at Fox World Travel.
FoxWorldTravel.com. Hit the menu button on the left, and you'll see the corporate social responsibility, and there's information there that you can check out. It is a Fox World Travel show. Happens every Saturday from 9 to 10, and we always take your calls and texts on the Siding Unlimited talk and text line, 855-616-1620. We're going to take our first break. We'll be back on the Fox World Travel show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome to the Fox World Travel Show. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here with you. It is going to be partly cloudy and 32 today, already 27 and sunny out there, Rose says. So nice day.
Yeah.
If you need to get outside to do something, now's the time to do it, because snow coming tonight into tomorrow.
Hooray.
And let's talk about getting away from all that snow.
Exactly.
855-616-1620. This text says, we are headed to Jamaica this week. What are your thoughts on Club Mobay, the VIP arrival departure concierge service?
Okay, so I love it. I absolutely love it. So Mobay, named after Montego Bay, but quite honestly, they have a Mobay lounge in both Kingston and Montego Bay. And so what it is, it's a VIP meet and greet service when you arrive, and they walk you through immigrations. You are greeted right below the ramp where everybody else is kind of looking for where they need to go. You get expedited through immigration and customs. There is amenities like Wi-Fi and snacks and a resting area. When we had little kids, and many of you know, we go to Jamaica almost every year, if not every other year for sure. And when we had little kids, and I am talking about these kids were going since they were 4 months old, we would use it a great deal. I feel like the departure lounge is more even as important as the arrival, because many times, especially if you're bundled up into a package that includes your resort and your transfers and your flight, your transfer is going to be quite early. And that's good. We like that. We don't want any problems. You can run into traffic problems, as you know, in Jamaica. It's kind of crazy. So, but what do you do with them while they're waiting to get on that plane?
Right.
And there are kids like play areas, and it's snacks and big snacks. Like, I'm talking sandwiches and desserts and drinks and all of that kind of thing. So I'm a big, big fan of Club Mobe.
All right. There you go. From the expert, 855-616-1620. What are the good off-resort excursions to go on if they had a Dreams or Secrets in Costa Rica? And then they said, and I've heard you can't leave anything lying around your pool because some local monkeys might grab your things. Is that true?
It's very true. So Costa Rica, Dayton, you were just there like a year ago.
The ziplining, like I've never done it before.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So ziplining was essentially invented there because of the treetops, because you're ziplining above the treetops.
Well, and the heights you're going over, big dips in, I was amazed at the zipline, because I've done it many times in my life. By far the best ziplining I've ever
Perfect.
Done.
Perfect. And then there's Arenal Volcano.
Yep.
And then there's Monte Verde Cloud Forest. You can go to the mineral baths. You can
The hot water.
Did you the thermal baths?
Thermal baths.
Did you cover yourselves in
with
mud?
The mud?
Yes.
Yep. All that.
That's very fun. So there is a ton to do offsite. And then you're at Two Beautiful, whether you're at Dreams or Secrets, Dreams being the family version of the Secrets, you are at Two Beautiful resorts there. So, and yes, it's true. Did you have any monkeys grabbing your stuff?
We saw monkeys at a couple of the bars we went to, but we didn't have them in our resort specifically. We were at the Ryu there.
Okay.
So,
I think it depends on whether or not they feed them. They attract them on purpose.
And which side of the Costa Rica you're on could play in that. So, but yes, great vacation, great place to go. You're going to have a lot of fun there. We did an ATV tour.
Oh,
which
good
was
one.
Awesome, because we got to see lakes and mountains and villages and basically went through the whole countryside, and it was awesome.
Exactly. And how can you find out about deals to Costa Rica and other places as well? By texting in FWT Fox World Travel to 855-616-1620. And literally, you will then be taken to a page that's going to show you the deals right now. So save up to $150 on Apple Vacations, save up to 67% on cruises.
To $1,000 off Fox Group Vacations.
There you go.
Free bonus onboard credits, all kinds of stuff if you text that link or text FWT to 855-616-1620. All right, let's see. Another one here says they're planning a trip to Scotland with Globus in May. Do you have any specific recommendations for travel to Scotland this time of year?
Yep, it's sort of like I would recommend traveling to Alaska. It's for packing, you're going to want to prepare for everything, because that's the time of the year. Look at the latitude on a globe as to where they are located, and very similar to what we might expect here, and maybe even a little bit cooler, in that you could get rain. You could get some winds. Much of your trip when you do Scotland involves some coastline. When you're on the coastline, you're going to be chilly. So and then as the day progresses and the sun starts coming up, it's going to get warmer and warmer and warmer, and you want to be able to start taking some of those layers off. So dress in layers. And I am a huge fan, and this just happened in my older years because I didn't think rain jackets were cool. I've started taking a rain jacket. guy. There's many, many of them. You can go to any of the travel apparel websites. REI's got some really good ones. I recently went to Sierra, which is sort of like the Home Goods and the TJ Maxx version of outerwear and outdoor things.
Yep.
And got a beautiful rain jacket that absolutely folds up into a tiny little 8.5 by 8 packet. That could be my rain jacket.
So now you can be fashionable and dry.
That's right, because I can't anymore. I would come out of these experiences soaking wet because I wanted to look cool.
All right, Dennis from New Berlin's on the phone. We're going to get to him when we come back. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:24 on a Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 32 today. Dayton here with Rose Gray. 855-616-1620 is the number if you want to participate, and we'd love for you to do that, just like Dennis in New Berlin. Good morning, Dennis. What's your question?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Rose, yesterday I was listening on the way home to you when you were on the afternoon news, and you were talking about airline etiquette, which, thank you very much. I'm not a seasoned traveler. I'm getting into it, so I appreciate that. So thanks for the airlines and all of that information. But there was one thing at the end that I had never heard said, and I wish you would expand on it, is you said you give goodie bags to the flight attendants, not homemade, but packaged goods.
Right.
Could you explain why and what you do? Because that's an awesome thing to do, I think.
Thank you. So, Dennis, what we were talking about, and we didn't have enough time to get to it because we got so wrapped up into what are the most annoying things that passengers do on airplanes.
Boy, that list was long.
That was a really long list. But so what we wanted to get to is, why do people feel they can be rude to flight attendants? What is this thought process in somebody's mind? And what I wanted to get to was the fact that a flight attendant's primary job is safety, by far and away, much more so than serving you or waiting on you like a flight, like a waitress or a server. And so I watch these flight attendants be mistreated so often that what we've been taken to do recently, and I've talked to many, many of my fellow flyers, and they've done the same thing, is I get on with little treat bags or little goodie bags for the flight attendants. Now, if I haven't had time to come up with something, like I'm in Scotland and I haven't had time to make up little bags for everybody, I will go to the gift shops or to the airport store, and I will buy them, for example, Scottish shortbreads, because those are wrapped and I didn't make them, so they don't have to worry about you know how A, bad they are, but B, if they contain anything that's you know, not good. And then there will be a label on it too, in case somebody's got dairy issues or peanut issues or something like that. And I will just very quietly, I don't make a big deal about this by any stretch of the imagination. I do it as I'm boarding and I say, thank you very much for your service. I really appreciate you. And I hand it to them. Now, if I'm in the getting on in Milwaukee or Chicago and I've had time to make them at home, then I will make little single goodie bags that you can just buy, those little tiny either Ziploc bags or whatever. I just make sure, Dennis, everything I give them is wrapped so they feel like I'm giving them something safe. But let me tell you, it's gone a long way for the treatment that I've received and my party when I'm traveling with a group has received. And I feel like it's the least we can do, because flight attendants are a vital part of our flying experience.
Well, great. Thank you. I've been in the hospitality world a long time, and I never thought about doing that for flight attendants. And I have known a number of them. That's an awesome idea. It's a practice I think I want to take up.
Thank you, Dennis. I really appreciate you listening yesterday.
Yeah. And this morning.
And this morning.
Well, I always do. You guys are great, and I appreciate it. But I learned so much. Again, I'm not a seasoned traveler, and I'm starting to. So all the hints help.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of travel, Dennis. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Karen in Waterford. Good morning, Karen. What's your question?
Good morning. My sister has found this tour through a company called Craft Tours. We didn't know anything about them, so I kind of Googled them a little bit, and I found some really bad reviews and some really good reviews. How do I find out if a company is reputable?
That's a good question. And I, as you were speaking, I quickly had to Google it myself because I am not familiar with them. Now, just because I'm not familiar with them doesn't mean they're not good. It just means that the company that, Fox World Travel belongs to a consortium called Signature Travel. And what we do is we rely on them to vet companies and make sure that everything is on the up and up. And I will tell you, if somebody doesn't perform, if a cruise line or a tour company or an airline or a destination management company doesn't perform, then they, you know, give them chances, of course, they will be taken off of our list. Now, that doesn't mean, again, we can't sell them. It just means that we want to stick with who we know and trust. So what I'm seeing here is, you know, it's definitely a, they're saying that, you know, they've been in business a pretty long time. I think that's pretty important,
like
as well.
30 years or something, yeah.
Yep, 30 years. They're in Spring Valley, Illinois. So what I might take to do is go on to like a Better Business Bureau website and see for Spring Valley, Illinois, or for all of Illinois, if you can do that, and just see. The other thing I might suggest is before you jump into something, have you found you said your sister found a itinerary she really liked.
Right. And well, that's the one thing that bothers me. I mean, I've traveled with Globus a couple of times, and when you sign up with them, you have an itinerary ready. You know what you're doing.
Right.
But with this company, they said the itinerary doesn't come out until like 5 weeks before. Mm. But yet they've done this trip so many times, how could they not have one, you know, previously set up?
Right.
So that kind of bothers me a little bit. But they do have a list of things you're going to do.
But just not a day-by-day itinerary. The other thing
correct.
You might do is take the time to find out if, since you know Globus, maybe take the time to see if you can have one of the Fox travel advisors find something that would match that tour, that would, you know, for item by item on the itinerary and cost-wise be very similar, and then you maybe would feel a little more comfortable going with somebody that you know and trust.
Okay.
Yeah,
because okay.
reviews are tricky. You know,
yeah.
When somebody's
right.
got an axe to grind, they can be pretty evil. And if somebody's never been on a tour before and this is the only thing they've ever done, they have nothing to compare it to. So they think it's fantastic. So I would let one of our advisors at Fox just do a comparison to see if they can come up with something comparable.
All right. Karen, thank you for listening. Thanks for the call. 855-616-1620 if you want to join the Fox World Travel Show. Now we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Sean Brenda. Good morning, Sean.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, posted online at foxworldtravel.com every week as well. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here. Let's go to the phones at 855-616-1620. Good morning. What's your question?
I don't even have a question. I'm just calling to talk to Rose. This is Steve Scafidi.
Oh, my gosh. What a pleasure. How are you, Mr. Scafidi?
I'm good. I'm just bringing sunshine on a Saturday. That's what I do.
Good, good. So you're calling in because you don't have a question. You've got an announcement, or you want to let us know something?
Yeah, we were talking a few weeks ago, and actually you were on my show, I think it was this week or last week, about we had a couple seats left for our Sicily and Malta Mosaic trip, October 3rd through October 16th. Love to fill that up so we can start thinking about our final plans. I know that you guys are working hard on that at Foxville Travel. I'm planning a sort of a group get-together pre-trip this summer, so I want to make sure I have a complete guest list. And I always tell people these trips are not just trips. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to have great food, great sights, a great travel experience. That's always guaranteed with Fox, but we're going to make this a trip of a lifetime, and we engage, you engage in different ways than maybe some other folks do. We make it a party for, in this case, 2 weeks. We are going to have a blast, and it's what no better place to go than Sicily, where at least half of my ancestors came from, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous island, part of Italy, certainly, and then we take a little end of trip detour over to Malta, which is sensational. And I encourage you, if you've never heard about Malta, separate country now, it's absolutely spectacular. The sights are amazing. It's not that far from the coast of Africa, but it has all this ancient history, which I'm a huge fan of, Rose. So it sort of brings it all together for me, and one of the reasons I wanted to do this trip.
And, you know, Steve, we are bopping around on this trip. Now, you and I have done trips where we just stayed on a riverboat and went off and came back every day. We've also done the Tuscany trip, which is a similar concept with a spoken hub, stationary and then go out. But we are going to be moving on this one. But what I love about it is we're going to give you breakfast every day. Almost every day lunch is on your own, but we give you suggestions, right? We've got great tour guides who are going to tell us, you know, where to grab a sandwich or something like that. Then we've got 6 dinners included, but that means there are at least 5 nights where you can go off and do some serious exploring on your own.
Yeah, which is the best, right? You want to do the group things. You want to, you know, hang with your group and meet everybody. But that individual stuff is where you can sort of tailor your own experience. And whether that's a little detour to some place that you heard about on or watched on the Travel Channel, or whatever, that's sort of the cool part. And there's always little spots, little places that you've heard about that maybe aren't on our itinerary that you're going to go see. We give you an opportunity to do that. These are just so much fun. I just had dinner with one of my listeners from a previous trip, Jose and his wife Dorothy, and they're going on the Sicily trip, as are a bunch of other folks. And I said, this is going to be a party, folks. It's beautiful in October in Sicily, absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, and
you're
going to
drink the wine, you're going to have the food, but we're going to have fun.
We are, and I want to caution everybody. Our trips, all of a sudden, holidays are over. People are starting to get back to reality. Yesterday, Best of Italy sold out. So Gene Miller's is got 1 seat left. So Steve's got like 6 seats left on this trip, which is, we'd love to have a full bus. So if you're interested, we're open on Saturdays right now, Steve. So if somebody could be in the sound of our voice right now and call 866-GO-FOX-GO and talk to somebody about getting more information and getting signed up.
Absolutely. And I'll even do this. If you want to have a question that maybe we didn't talk about, just email me at steve.scafidi, that's S-C-A-F-F-I-D-I, at WTMJ.com. I'll answer any question. I'll tell you what it's like, and I'll certainly share some of the things that we've done on previous trips in Italy. And it is just a great experience. And I've made such great friends. We have dinner. We went to a Christmas party with one of our travelers from before. It's just a good place to meet people. And for all of us who are, you know, have these busy lives, whether you're retired or not, this is a chance to kind of hang out with maybe your peer group, maybe outside your peer group, and just have a lot of fun in a sort of exotic locale in Sicily and Malta. Like, they certainly qualify.
So December, October 3rd through October 16th, I truly looked this morning. I believe there's 6 seats left. And so you don't want to miss out on it. Steve, thank you so much for calling in on a Saturday and surprising us. That's so awesome.
Absolutely. And get those 6 seats sold, because I have another announcement about me joining a trip that I want to talk about, but I'm not going to do that until we get to the 60s. So
and I also want to let everybody know that you have made a promise that if I made something happen in 2026, you were going to do, and we're on the verge of making that announcement as well.
God, so many cool things happening.
I know. So, hey, thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great weekend. If you go to foxworldtravel.com, group travel, Fox Group Vacations, you're going to find that trip. Make sure you get on it while you still can. You don't want to miss out.
Exactly.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. The same number you can text FWT to get all kinds of savings on travel. These deals are going on. Do you know how much longer they're going to be around?
I don't know. They can pull them any time. They gave us a short window, but that could be extended. But why wait? As I said, the new year is upon us. Let's get traveling.
Let's get traveling. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:45 Saturday morning, partly cloudy, a high of 32 today, 28 and sunny now in Milwaukee. I'm Dayton Kane here with Rose, and I hear you guys are winning awards again.
I know. So I think we were notified Thursday. Some of you may recall that like the third week in November, I scooted down to Riviera Maya to pick up an award for Fox World Travel. Well, once again, we were bestowed that lovely award. It is the Elite Crown Jewel Award, and it is awarded to the top 20 travel agencies in partnership with Apple Vacations. And so Apple Leisure Group, which is the parent company of Travel Impressions, FunJet Vacations, Southwest Vacations, United Vacations, and Apple Vacations. Sure. So many of you know Apple because we do an Apple sale every July, so you're pretty familiar with that. But we're very honored, and just let you know that that's the kind of relationship we have with one of our preferred partners.
So are you going to get to travel somewhere and pick up another trophy?
No, I'm sure this time somebody will raise their hand. I'm sure I was like the eighth person on the priority list.
All right. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. You can also text FWT to that number to get the link to save on all kinds of vacations, including cruises and all-inclusives, up to $1,000 savings if you're booking as a couple. So you want to get that link, FWT, to 855-616-1620. This text says, "Hi, Rose. Looking to book a trip to Playa Car Beach, Mexico for my upcoming 50th birthday. Currently looking at Rio Yucatan or Rio Playa Car. Do you have a preference on either location, or do you have any other hidden gems in the Playa Car Beach area?"
Okay, so with regard to location, so Rios are pretty standard. Like if you book one Rio, your amenities and your service and your food is going to be quite similar. So between those two destinations, I would pick Playa Car because I want to be able to go into town if I want to, and that kind of thing. Now, something I would also mention is that if your budget allows for you to upgrade to a Rio Palace, mm-hmm. you're going to go to the next level. Okay, so in that Playa Car area, you might find a Rio Palace that maybe would give you more. So again, it's sort of like the levels, if you will. So there's standard levels of Rio, and then we get up to the palace level. And then there are just more amenities and more options for a la carte dining and better service and those kinds of things.
Not only in that resort, but then you can go to the whole property.
Correct.
Whereas if you're just in the regular one, you can't go into the palace. But if you have the palace, you can go into all of them.
Exactly. And once again, this is where I'm going to sound like a broken record. This is why you call one of our advisors. And when it comes to the Riviera Maya / Cancun, every single person on our staff is an expert. We often talk about if somebody calls up and wants to go to Kathmandu, and the person who answers the phone is saying, "You know what? I don't really know that much about Nepal, but I've got somebody on staff who does," they will go ahead and turn you over to that person. Whereas I can almost guarantee anybody that you call at Fox World Travel is going to have a handle on what's going on in the Riviera Maya. And that brings up another point. You know, we talk about the professional that you're working with, and that Fox World Travel's been around since, you remember, we're celebrating 65 years, right? We started in 1960. And so right now we're busy. This is busy season. It's always been busy season. But we've got staff ready and willing to help you. Now, the turnaround time on the response may be a little bit longer because everybody's kind of busy, but we're not turning away customers. Sometimes when you work with your friend who does this as a side job, or, you know, is taking on too much, they can't do it all. And so they have to turn down requests. That's not going to happen at Fox World Travel.
Somebody will answer the phone today till noon, 866-GO-FOX-GO, if you want to talk to somebody about a trip. We do have to take one final break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studio. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here with Rose, our final segment. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. Good morning, Rose. We're planning on going on a... Whoa, before we get to that text, now somebody's like, "Oh, you're going to answer my text." We have Kathy from Franklin on the line. Let's go to her. Good morning, Kathy. What's your question?
I have an impulsive grandson who is 23 years old and decided that he wasn't going to wait to get a partner or somebody to go with him to Ireland. So he bought an airline ticket. Now, he's never been to Ireland. He's been on one over the sea travel in Portugal with a group, but he thinks he's just gone. And I guess I'm besides praying, I have no idea what to do to tell him what he could do ahead of time to make this better.
Well, is he flying into Dublin?
I think so.
Okay. So what he wants to do is to make sure that he's got at least a couple of nights of hotel in Dublin reserved. I would never, ever just land in a city and go, well, I hope I can find a hotel. I would at least have, I'm not kidding, a minimum of two. Because by the time he gets there and the time change, he's going to want to get to that hotel and just chill and have a place and then hit the ground running the next day and know he's got that one hotel left to do. Now, there are some car rental companies that would let him rent a car, but others are going to require that he's 25. So that would be the next thing that we've got to kind of figure out. Can he do cars? And if not, we got to find out some kind of transportation, because I'm guessing he doesn't want to just stay in Dublin the entire time.
No.
Okay. So getting around is going to be, we've got to fly buses or trains that are going to move him through the country and then get him back to Dublin when he's ready to fly. I'm guessing it's a round trip Dublin kind of a thing. The beautiful thing about it is that they speak English, and I would also grab some euros before I hit the country I'm arriving, which is easy enough to do at any bank or any credit union, and just get a couple hundred US dollars worth of euros. So you've got that with you, because credit cards are widely accepted. However, it sounds to me like he might be doing things where he's maybe staying at some hostels or maybe going into some pretty, small, unique areas that maybe aren't big credit card, accepting of big credit cards. So I would have some euros with me as well. And then just because he bought his airline ticket, we can help him if he wants to, have us map something out for him as well.
Okay. Are hostels readily available?
They're readily available, but he wants to do major research on those, because you have to have your wits about you and just make sure you're looking at the reviews and that you're actually feeling very comfortable about them. Traveling alone is a scary proposition, and safety, as I'm sure, Grandma, you're well aware, we got a pound in his head. Safety is primary right now.
Right. Yes, it's driving me nuts.
I know. But he'll have the best time ever, so I can't fault the kid for that.
Yeah, he's young. Go have fun. All right, Kathy, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. 855-616-1620. Good morning, Rose. We're planning on going to Oktoberfest in Munich to celebrate my daughter's 30th birthday. Family trip of 8. Do you have any Oktoberfest specialists, any special trips?
Okay, so we do have Brews and Views, which is Oktoberfest Germany to Austria, September 24th to August 5th. What I recommend, and I sent this to the texter, is the link to that particular itinerary. Now, that is 12 days, so I get that might be a little much. 30-year-old people may not be able to take that much time away from work or what have you, but I would take a look at that, because it's going to give you some very, very good suggestions about what to do and that kind of thing. My number one advice to people who are going to Oktoberfest and they're not as part of a group or a tour, get your tickets in advance. Showing up without tickets means you're going to be at some of the secondary tents. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be at one of the five, I think there's five main tents, if I recall, and like Heineken and Löwenbräu and all the ones we know. And you want to be at one of those main tents, because otherwise you're not going to get a table. You're going to be standing around holding that gigantic stein and your wrist is going to give out. So I recommend at least getting a table. It makes your life so much easier.
Okay. Planning a European cruise. Recommendations on cruise lines is late October, November too late weather-wise. It's a party of five, and they'd like to include Italy.
Okay, so almost all major cruise lines, and that is going to be from the entry level, meaning like Royal Caribbean, Norwegian Cruise Lines, all the way up as we move through the levels, just like we talked about levels at Rio Resorts, we've got levels in cruise lines, and we get up into the Celebrity Cruise Lines, and we get up into the Holland America Princesses and all those kinds of things. Almost everybody is going to have an itinerary that will be including Italy. That's very common. Right. Barcelona around the boot and then up into Greece is very, very common. What you want to do is find the itinerary that you like, and then we find the cruise line that does that. Let's tell them, Dayton, how you are so smart that you know how the cruise finder works on our website. Because we did a date.
We have time? We're running. Okay, so we go to the menu. We go to vacation travel.
Yep.
We go to group or cruises. It's yep, right there.
Right there.
Ocean cruising or river cruising.
Yep. And then you can't believe. I think we showed you how we honed it down from, yeah, what, 20-some thousand to a few. And then you can just keep looking. But again, I feel like because you've got five and because you've got some specific requirements, get a travel advisor from Fox World Travel involved.
All right.
Right.
Offices are open until noon today?
That's right. And you can still continue to text Fox World Travel, FWT, to 855-616 to get the deals, which are up to $150 off Apple Vacations, up to 67% on cruises, which we are seeing an explosion in cruising booking right now, yeah, and up to $1,000 off on group books.
We did it.
We did it.
Another one in the books. We'll all do right, it again next week at 9 a.m. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.